Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, April 28th, 2021. I'm Rich Strappolino. Privacy analysts at AppCensus posted Tuesday that Android's implementation of COVID-19 contact tracing made contact tracing logs of rotating Bluetooth identifiers potentially accessible to pre-installed apps. AppCensus reported the vulnerability to Google on February 19th, with a Google spokesperson saying the rollout of this update to Android devices began several weeks ago and will be completed in the coming days. Amazon announced several new Fire HD 10 models, all shipping May 26th. The Fire HD 10 has a thinner design, 3GB of RAM, and a brighter 1080p screen for $150. The Fire HD 10 Plus has 4GB of RAM, a soft touch finish, and wireless charging dock made by Anker and sells for $180. The Fire Kids Pro is available in 7, 8, and 10-inch versions with protective cases, built-in kickstands, parental controls, and a year of Amazon's Kids Plus service. In Q1, AMD reported revenue increased 93% in the year to $3.5 billion, with earnings of 52 cents per share, both beating analyst expectations. The company's computing and graphics business saw revenue up 46% to $2.1 billion, while its enterprise, embedded, and semi-custom business, including EPYC chips and game console silicon, reported revenue of $1.35 billion, up 286% on the year. Alphabet beat analyst expectations in Q1 with $55.31 billion in revenue on earnings of $26.29 per share. YouTube ad revenue increased 48% in the year to $6 billion. Cloud revenue jumped 45% to $4.05 billion. And other bets saw revenue up 46% to $198 million, but still saw losses increase slightly to $1.15 billion. As part of its Q3 earnings report, Microsoft reported LinkedIn's ad business generated over $3 billion in revenue in the last year, up over 60% in the year. The company also reported that Microsoft Teams now has over 145 million daily active users, up 93% in the year. In its earnings report, Sony disclosed it sold 7.8 million PlayStation 5 consoles as of March 31, 2021, with 3.3 million units shipped in Q1. The company also saw PlayStation Plus subscribers grow 14.7% to 47.6 million. Huawei reported its second consecutive quarterly revenue decline in Q1, down 16.5% of the year to 152.2 billion Chinese yuan, that's about 23.5 billion US dollars. This decrease mostly came from decreased handset sales following the spin-off of its Honor brand back in November. But the company also saw its profit margin increase to 11.1% due to cost-cutting and generating $600 million from 5G patent royalties. Bloomberg sources say that Turkey plans to create a central custodian bank to regulate the cryptocurrency market following the collapse of the Thodex and Vebit coin exchanges last week. The government reportedly hopes to have a regulatory framework prepared within the next few weeks. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission approved SpaceX's plan to modify planned orbits of future satellites for its Starlink broadband internet constellation. SpaceX may now lower the primary operational altitude of 2,814 of its satellites from 1,100 to 1,200 kilometers to 540 and 570 kilometers to improve response times for the network. Arm announced the Neoverse V1 and Neoverse N2 platforms, with Alibaba Cloud, Tencent, and Marvell signed on as initial customers. The V1 is meant for high-performance computing, machine learning, and data centers. The N2 is the first design based on the ARM V9 architecture and meant for general computing with high performance per watt ratio. Spain's Council of Ministers approved a required 3-year warranty period for companies that sell electronic or digital goods, devices, or products in the country as part of the general law for the defense of consumers and users. This also requires manufacturers to carry spare parts for a period of 10 years, up from a previous 5-year requirement. Intel and Microsoft announced a new method to protect Windows machines from cryptojacking, with the machines with Intel's Hardware Shield and threat detection technology enabled, integrated with Microsoft Defender Endpoint to use the algorithm to analyze code. It can detect mining in a hypervisor, VM, or hidden OS process, and either neutralize or quarantine it. The Consumer Technology Association announced that the Consumer Electronics Show will return as an in-person event in Las Vegas in 2022. CES will officially run January 5th through the 8th, with media days on January 3rd and 4th. And finally, Microsoft commissioned 5 new sans-serif fonts from different typeface designers to replace Calibri as the default in Microsoft Office. Tenorite, Bierstadt, Skeena, Seaford, and Grandview fonts are now available on Microsoft Office, with Microsoft planning to select one as the default by the end of 2022. And don't worry, Calibri fans, it'll still be available in Office. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.